o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch, live from the Tundra Trio. My dreams are coming. Kicks off in advance of Monday Night Football with a conversation about the Brewers. Well, they did clinch a playoff berth for the fourth straight year over the weekend. Although I was driving around the fair city of Milwaukee last night, during the day, AmFam Field looked great. Beautiful. Sign always looks great. And I was listening to Uke on the radio and Lane Grindle. He's a great storyteller, Uke is. And Lane Grindle's not bad either. But they ended up losing the game. So they are not yet the official NL Central champs, Jesse. Are you concerned that this is not going to happen on the timeline that you had required? The home stand just started, so there's still plenty of time for them to clinch it.
I mean, the magic number is 3, and we've got 7 more games here at home. They're going to get it done, one of these coming up here. Like, they're not going to lose.
Kind of crazy, though. St. Louis, were they 8 in a row they've won?
Yeah, I'm getting 2011 vibes, and I'm scared of that. You remember 2011? The Brewers ran away with the NL Central in 2011, and the Cardinals barely snuck in at the end. It took a last day of the season. A bunch of things had to happen for the Cardinals to get in. And me, my stupid freshman year, sophomore year of college self, said, you know what? I'd want to play the Cardinals in the playoffs. That seems like a good matchup. And then the Cardinals beat the Phillies. The Brewers won against the Diamondbacks. And then the Cardinals kicked our butts.
So the Brewers are in the postseason for the fourth straight year. The Bucks are the reigning NBA champions. What do the Packers have to do for you to feel good about what they accomplished in the postseason? They have to win the Super Bowl because that's all that's left, right? Back-to-back NFC Championship game losses. If they get to another NFC Championship game and lose, I'm not sure I'm going to work the next day. I may take that day off because Packers fans are already fed up with their postseason failures.
Yeah, but you told me last week part of your job is to calm people down. That's part of your job.
I don't know if I could if they lost. Now, first of all, let's just win a game first. If they're them.
Yeah, there is no doubt. This is what's great about, you know, when you have other franchises, there's a bar that is set. I think you see that, you know, when Tom Brady was in New England and the Boston teams, you get that vibe from the rest of your, it's not good enough just to be a 500 team. You're not going to get any oxygen in this sporting environment if you're not winning. So I think that there is something to being pushed. And I think the Packers, they have owned this state forever. They're still going to own it from a sports, you know, from just the oxygen of what people really are delved into. But with the Bucks winning their chip and taking, you know, the month of July gave a little reprieve from the Rodgers stuff, it was a big blanking deal.
Right.
I'd argue that the Brewers winning would be the biggest of all because they've never done it. They've never won. Packers have 4. 13 if you count. I count 13. Homer counts 4. I don't know where you're at. Bucks now got 2. The Milwaukee Brewers have none. And this is the golden era of Milwaukee Brewers baseball. So if the Brewers can get this done, it will be the biggest storyline of any of them. Period.
I am slightly confused by something, if you could clarify for me.
Yeah.
Homer only recognizes the Super Bowls?
Yeah, he doesn't
recognize. He doesn't even recognize the other Lombardi championships?
He doesn't. No, he's just fortunate. When I say 13, he scoffs.
But I thought maybe he just doesn't like to count the ones from the 1930s.
I'm not
going to
speak for Homer. I'll let
you
him
just
speak.
Sort of did.
I did,
though.
But so what he said on our show. So it's where is Homer? He said this, I don't know, 6 months ago.
So do we know how many? He doesn't think it's 13, but he doesn't think it's only 4.
Why are you caught up on this? My point is that the Brewers winning a championship would
be. Yeah, they have 0, correct. Yes. The Milwaukee Braves won one in 1957. You think that would be bigger than any title the Packers won? Or just any title the Packers win now? Because when they won Super Bowl 31. That was a big bland deal, as you like to say, after 29 years of wandering
in the wilderness. I'm talking about in today's landscape. The Packers have been on the doorstep. It would be a big deal to win another Super Bowl. It's been a decade plus since that's happened, but the Brewers would trump all.
So it had
the Bucs have it in the bank already, and I'm telling you, if the Brewers win a championship this October, it will trump that from a statewide perspective and by a large margin. Like, if there's 200,000 people at the parade for the Bucs, which is what I think it was, 150 to 200,000, I would venture to say it'll be triple that if the Brewers win.
So if we polled, since we haven't figured out the poll about the happiest states and Minnesota being ranked ahead of Wisconsin, if we polled, you get one. You get the Brewers winning the World Series or the Packers winning the Super Bowl this year in potentially Aaron Rodgers' final season.
Yep.
You think people would still vote
as
for
Packer
the Brewers?
As Packer-heavy as our followers and fans are, Brewers win that poll. Yes.
I'm going to put that to the test.
Okay.
I'll even put it on my Twitter.
Wow.
Because that would be, because most people follow me for Packers information. Rarely.
Jason,
get it.
Zero championships. We've seen an unprecedented run in the Brewers' history. This is their best team. Sophia Minert said this is their best team. I think David Stearns has built a really good team. Council's a fantastic manager. Time's now. You don't know, as a small market team, you don't know what's going to happen.
It's true.
It's time. This is your Kevin Green moment.
It is time.
Yeah.
Jesse, where is your confidence level, given you are the biggest Brewers fan, even though Tausch refers to them as we? You're the one who was sitting in the stands while your dad was serving as an usher. Are you confident that they will, in fact, take advantage of what Tausch is calling their best opportunity?
What's the scale of my confidence level?
Well, one is you think that they're probably going to check out in the divisional round, and 10 is you are convinced that they are winning their first championship ever.
Seven.
Yeah, I knew he was going to say seven.
Seven. I mean, the Dodgers are really good. Dodgers are really good, but they're better than the Braves. They're better than the Giants.
They're only going to have to face the Giants, or they're not going to face both.
Yep.
It's going to be one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be playing the Braves, and then it's going to be winner of the Giants, Dodgers, more than likely. That's their road. That's it. Let's go.
That's
so
why I'm confident.
It is time. That's it.
It is time. And it is also almost time to talk to Sophia Minert about this. I'm guessing she's not going to... She's going to hedge a little bit. She's a little more cautious than you are.
I think she's all in. She thinks it's time.
Okay.
I asked her point blank last time she was on 2 weeks ago in our bi-weeklies or however we have a fortnightly deal. She didn't even hesitate. Best team she's covered.
Best team doesn't always win.
Agree. But it usually does.
Well, the best team when it comes to the Brewers and the best team when it comes to us is AmFam with AmFam Field, American Family
Insurance. Got the dream drive up here. They're everywhere. American Family Insurance, it's great. This will be the first time in a regular season game that we're going to see Lambeau filled again.
Yep.
Same thing. We've seen it at Camp Randall. Badgers, welcome back to Camp Randall and the Kohl Center, where everybody comes together to celebrate our favorite teams. And to do that celebration, American Family Insurance wants to give you an unforgettable Badgers experience, including sideline passes, tours, swag, and more. It's easy. And go over to amfam.com/badgers to enter for your chance to win today. You and a guest get to select either a football or basketball home game to attend in the '22-'23 regular season. You get a full tour of the facility for that sporting event before the game. You get on-court or on-field pictures. You get two pregame sideline passes. You get two bags full of swag. And you get a $2,500 travel stipend for the winner and your guest. Again, that's amfam.com/badgers to enter to win today.
You really think that with as many people come Brewers to us win. For Packers
yep.
information.
And it'll be close. It'll be closer than it should be, in my opinion. I think this should be a rout. But it's going to be a 65-35 type deal.
Jesse, do you agree or disagree?
I think because it's from your Twitter account, we may get a number of people who are not Brewers fans but follow you for Packers information.
Yeah.
But I think for the Wisconsin sports fan, it would be even higher than 65-35. Tausch would be correct.
Mm. I don't think I can only allow like Wisconsinites to vote. You know how like the Brewers were trying to not allow, if you had a Chicago address when they were struggling years ago and the Cubs were taking, their fans were taking over the stadium, you couldn't buy tickets if you had a Illinois zip code. I don't think I could do that with this poll question.
I'm saying even with all those things baked into the cake, it's still going to be, maybe it'd be 60-40. I'll go 60-40 just because I'm going to allow for a 5% error.
All right. Well, we will put that poll in the field, and we will talk to our friend Sophia Minard more about the Brewers as they head to the postseason but have not yet clinched the division title. We'll talk to Sophia coming up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Joining us now from Bally Sports, Wisconsin, and the Milwaukee Brewers, is our friend Sophia Minard. Sophia, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Well, I was kind of hoping that we'd have a division title to discuss before we were joined by you again. But that'll happen in due time.
It will happen.
I'm very confident. I'm not worried by any means. And I listened to Uke and Lane Grindle as I was driving around Milwaukee yesterday. But I thought it was really interesting. And Jesse's big on limiting celebrations. He doesn't want you. He loved the fact that it was basically handshakes and that was it for clinching a playoff berth. Are you in that group? Because I'm celebrating everything. I'm popping corks of champagne for anything that's worth
celebrating. Wouldn't you pop the bottle of champagne? You want to just pop the cork, right?
No, isn't it the cork that makes the sound?
Pop the bottle of champagne, the cork comes out.
Well, be that as it may, I'm not sure that's right.
No, it is.
Really?
Well, Sophia's been in more of them than we have.
That's
Sophia,
true.
You're popping the bottle, right?
You are popping the bottle, yes.
There you go. Thank you.
You guys are...
But... I think honestly this year it was a little bit different because, you know, this is just a situation they've never been in before. Typically the Brewers are the team, you know, chasing in September and, you know, kind of fighting for their lives to get into that spot. And so I think that's why you've seen, you know, the celebrations that we saw in 18 and 19 of clinching a postseason spot. They have celebrated that typically. It's happened on the road. And I think, you know, the fact that they have such a big division lead and the magic numbers were pretty comparable through the weekend. I think the difference was one for most of the weekend. I think for them it was, you know, let's celebrate one time. Let's do it right. And for them, you know, the goal has been to win the division. They have set themselves up in that position that, you know, Craig Counsell said we've earned that right. So that's what they decided to do. And I think it's just a reflection too, like that's what the goal is, and so they'll celebrate when they get that job done.
So Sophia, do they have everything? So let's say it gets down to one. Is there like a room that is all stocked with champagne, ready to bring in, and you put the plastic curtains up? Is that how that works? Because you know the inner workings of that better than we do.
Yeah, I have to say the Brewers staff, you know, it starts with Dan Larea, our director of team travel, and Tony Migliaccio and clubhouse operations, and Jason Schauger. I mean, they don't miss anything. So they have everything buttoned up, ready to go. And obviously, it's a little bit of a scramble depending on the game and the circumstances of, you don't want to be too premature about it, right? I mean, baseball, we know, can be a little superstitious, so you don't want to be premature about it, but you want to be prepared. And hopefully, you know, it's a great win and they can get everything set up properly. But yeah, they turned the clubhouse over pretty quickly. You know, the plastic lining up all over the lockers, you know, carpets down and trying to protect and preserve everything in the clubhouse that you can, moving stuff out, or rolling in, you know, champagne and beer and all that fun stuff. And you hope that there's a great celebration, and then you tear it all down and you play again the next day. So, you know, we've also unfortunately been on the other side of it in the wild card game, where you think you have something to celebrate, and then there's, you know, the frantic rush to move all of that.
You had to recork the champagne, yeah, because you're popping them bottles.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sophia, any concern? The Cardinals are hot. They are red hot. Cardinal red hot.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Any concerns about how they're approaching? Because Jesse, he's getting nervous. He's feeling like 2011.
Ooh.
And I said, stop with that vibe. Where does Sophia come down on that?
I don't think this team is nervous. I don't think they've been intimidated by any opponent. You know, I think, you know, they saw this team recently. They saw them on the last homestand. That was when Daniel Vogelbach had that, you know, epic pinch hit grand slam, you know, that came against the Cardinals. And honestly, the way that that series went, with the Brewers winning that series and for them to win that game, is what flipped the series for them, that series finale. A lot of people kind of wrote off the Cardinals at that point. I forget what the math was for them at that point, but that was a series that, you know, they really kind of needed to have on paper. And so, you know, it was like a two-game swing there with the Brewers winning that series. And a lot of people thought, like, ooh, that could be, you know, kind of one of the final nails for the Cardinals. And I think the way that they've come back and played since then, right? Like, they swept the Mets, they swept the Padres over the weekend. I mean, they're putting it all together. So I don't think this is a team that the Brewers have ever overlooked. I think you always expect a tough series with them, regardless of what's going on. And obviously, they're coming in with a lot of confidence. They have a lot to play for. These teams are going to see each other a lot over the next 2 weeks. It's going to be 7 games. So, I don't think the Brewers are intimidated by that. I think they've been very focused of, like, you win today and you hope that you can win tomorrow and lock up this division.
Talking with Sophia Minard of Bally Sports Wisconsin and the Milwaukee Brewers. Per Merriam-Webster.com, the phrase is pop the cork. It is defined as to open a bottle of bubbly wine by removing the cork. And that tone is reserved
okay.
for Tausch, not for you.
Well, Sophia agreed with me. You're,
yeah,
so you're really.
I've never been more disappointed in her than I am right now. Speaking of disappointments, it's obviously been disappointing that Willy Adames has not been able to play, but he is expected back today, hopefully. Is that where things are trending? And what does that mean, Sophia, to get what many believe would be an MVP candidate back into the lineup?
Mm hmm. Yeah, it's huge. I mean, they've been missing him for just over 2 weeks now. So it would be huge. I think more than anything, Willie himself is just dying to get back in there. He has so much energy, and I think it's hard for him to, you know, just kind of deal with that energy when he's not in the lineup. There's only so much, you know, rehab and work that you can do, and I think he's over that. You know, Craig said over the weekend, you know, Willie is pushing us, which is a really good sign for a player that, you know, he really wants to be back in there. He feels like he's good to go. He feels, you know, he had told us in the road trip over Detroit, like, he really wants to be at, you know, 90%+. Probably not reasonable to expect him to be at 100%, but if he can come back at 90%+, that's good enough for him. And so he feels he's at that point. And I mean, to get him back for the last 2 weeks would just be huge. You know, and it feels right. You know, he should be playing in series like this for the impact that he's had on this team. And he should be in the lineup and be on the field, you know, hopefully when they can clinch a division, because he's been a huge part of this team's success. So kind of feels like good timing for him to come back this week.
Speaking of good timing, has the time finally come? I was reading a really terrific New York Times piece on Craig Counsell last week.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that he had never won Manager of the Year. I guess for some reason in my mind, I thought with everything this team has accomplished on his watch, at some point
he had
won.
He's got a potential Moy.
King of the abbreviation, and then saying it as if it's a word is really part of Tausch's charm. But I didn't realize he'd never won it. And obviously he's a Wisconsin guy and a Milwaukee area guy. The piece is really worth your time if you have a chance on New York Times website, nytimes.com. But why has he not? Is it small market? Is it there just seems to be another manager who gets more attention that year with everything he's accomplished? And would it? Do you feel good about it changing this year?
Yeah, well, I agree with you. It was a great piece, and it kind of feels like a few years ago when the narrative was, I can't believe Lorenzo Cain has never won a Gold Glove, you know, and then we righted that in 2019. And so now I think we move on to, like, I can't believe Craig Counsell has never won Manager of the Year, because it really does feel like a crime that he's never won. And I think, you know, what you said is all true. It could be partially small market. It could be, you know, now with this year, it's four consecutive postseason appearances, which, you know, nobody should overlook, but I think the Brewers have established themselves as a consistent contender, right? Like they've earned that right with how they've performed over the last couple of years, that I think across the league you expect a Craig Counsell managed team, and you expect the Brewers organization to be competitive, to factor in for the division title every year, that they should be a postseason team. And again, that comes with a lot of responsibility, and Craig takes that responsibility as serious as anybody. And I also think he's just been sort of the victim of, like, unfortunate circumstance of, you know, I think it was in 18 or 19 he lost to Mike Schilt. I don't think he was in the conversation last year. And then this year, I think, you know, if you look across the National League, probably the biggest competition would be Gabe Kapler for the San Francisco Giants, who, you know, nobody expected this kind of season from the Giants either. You know, I think when you looked at the National League West, you expected it to come down to the Dodgers and the Padres. And here kind of the San Francisco Giants emerged as the best team in that division, and in a very similar position to the Brewers with, you know, at one point they had a pretty big lead, and the Dodgers have tightened that race a little bit, and both of those teams are going to be playoff teams. They've clinched as well. So I think when you look across the league, the biggest competition right now would be Gabe Kapler. But I think just what you heard from the players in that piece, and David Stearns, I forget who else was interviewed in it, but you just, I in terms of in-game decision-making, in terms of, you know, short-term, long-term, he's always thinking about everything. He's an excellent communicator. He's so deserving of that award. And I hope that if it's not this year, at some point soon, he can get it, because he's absolutely deserving and just a terrific person to work with on a daily basis.
I just remember early on in his tenure, obviously before the 4 years in a row of playoff berths, they did this fantastic commercial of him, and he's a couple of years older than me, but this video of him talking about growing up a Brewers fan, remembering the 82, mm-hmm. I mean, it resonated.
God, it's a shame you're not a fan.
Way.
It's a shame you can't enjoy that.
That is too bad.
It is the rest of the state.
It is unfortunate, yeah. But I cheer for him. I hope he has success.
So are you a fan of Craig's?
I am a fan of Craig's.
So are you a fan of Yelich?
I don't know Yelich that well. I'm a fan of Sophia.
Okay. And Sophia probably wants the Brewers to win.
There's no question. By the way, one last thing. So I was at Goodwill yesterday, and I came across a Hank bobblehead. Not Hank Aaron, Hank the dog. Isn't it interesting that we're at a point now where we don't need Hank the dog or Craig's time as a Milwaukee? Like, I just love the fact that everything that this organization went through wanting to be relevant, it's now all about the baseball, and it's such good baseball that it's not a problem at all. I just think that that's phenomenal. I did buy Hank, though, because I needed to add him to my collection. So,
did we ever figure out what happened to Hank?
That was a question that I wasn't going to pose here. I think he lives with Sophia.
Sophia, do you know where Hank's at?
I, Yes, Hank resides with a family of the Brewers front office.
Oh.
So yes, Hank resides.
Hank retired from the spotlight.
After the team took him in, he found a full time home with a front office family.
So not Al Minert.
It was not my home. No. Nope,
Sophia,
not my home. We do not have Hank the dog in Madison.
Enjoy the ride. We can't wait to talk to you more as the ride continues. I don't know when you'll be dodging Gatorade and popped corks, but we look forward to it, and we hope you're enjoying every minute of it. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
That is our friend Sophia Minert from Bally Sports Wisconsin. And, of course, the Milwaukee Brewers, as they get ready to clinch their division title, the magic number remains at 3. I want to remind you, speaking of magic, the Fleet Farm hiring event, it's a magic opportunity for you to work for a great company, have a great employee discount, and have a great team like we were just talking about great teams. Fleet Farm hiring event is going on now. All locations are looking to hire. You get competitive pay, flexible scheduling, and 20% discount for you and your immediate family. And you can apply online today at fleetfarm.com. It's also the Fleet Rewards gift card giveaway. 30 winners will receive $1,000 Fleet Farm gift cards. All you need to do is be a Fleet Rewards member and go to fleetfarm.com/sweepstakes to enter, where you can, if you haven't signed up already, sign up for Fleet Rewards. You'll save money on even more of the things you already buy. Plus, it's free to sign up. You don't need a credit card, and you can start earning points today. Fleet Farm, proudly serving the Midwest since 1955. Continuing live from the Tundra Trio in the shadow of Lambeau Field, our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week are next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Steinhoffel's Jersey Sleeper winner coming up next after we pick our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. And if you want to be a great sleeper, there's nothing like a great sleep on a new mattress from Steinhoffel's. You can test rest a variety of different options, and you get $300 in Steinhoffel's cash with any queen Tempur-Pedic mattress purchase. And those queens start at just $2,299. And with free delivery and Steinhoffel's 120-night sleep guarantee, you cannot make a mistake, only at Steinhoffel's and Steinhoffel's.com. Time now for our Steinhoffel's Sleepers of the Week.
Don't sleep, you gotta stay up.
Hey there, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey.
Okay, campers, rise and shine.
It's time for the Steinhoffel's Sleepers of the Week on Wilde and Tausch.
Well, Tausch, you're going to win again, so you might as well go first.
Well, I don't even know. Did we do an accounting off of last week?
Jesse?
I'll check the results momentarily.
So that means no. So I'm kind of torn because I'm gonna wear out MVS as the season goes, because Jason doesn't really think of him over highly. I think he's going to have a big season. I think tonight will be an Aaron Jones, AJ Dillon game. I don't know if I can say Bob Tonyan because I don't think he's not a sleeper, is he? Can we say Bob Tonyan?
You can. You sure.
But I don't know because I don't want to break the spirit of the game.
He had two catches for 8 yards.
I'm going Bob Tonyan then. I think he is going to benefit the most from this play-action pass. The fact that Detroit's going to have to do a lot of the same concepts that the New Orleans Saints did last week against Davante Adams. Big play Bob tonight. I think Big Bob's going to have two tutters. I think it's going to be a big night. Two tutters for Big Bobber.
That's a touchdown for those of you that don't speak out.
Tuttonese.
Also, Marquez Valdez-Scantling last week targeted a team high 8 times.
He's probably won then.
Caught 3 passes for 17 yards.
That's not bad.
I'll say, in comparison to you two knuckleheads' picks,
I mean,
pretty good.
Jason did pick Kevin King, so
at least that was a legitimate sleeper.
So Kevin King definitely didn't win. Who did Jesse? If Jesse picked the punter, I'll give
him. I had A.J. Dillon. He didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. I think that's a W for old T. Old T would have done.
Old T?
OT is a W there, yeah.
That's you?
Yeah.
Who did you pick?
MBS.
He caught 3 passes for 17 yards.
Kevin King gave up 3 touchdowns for 117
yards. Yeah, I wasn't going to say that I won. But, you know, A.J. Dillon had 4 carries for 19 yards.
Ooh. Oh, he outgained MVS.
That's tough, then.
That's a win.
We'll give Jesse that win.
All right. Yeah. Jesse, as last week's winner, who you taking this week?
Cabo. He can breathe again, and I think coming back to Lambeau Field in front of the home fans, going to be a big win for the Packers. A lot of offense tonight, rebounding after last week's poor performance, and I have almost no doubt in my mind that Aaron Rodgers, general manager Aaron Rodgers, will want Randall Cobb to find the end zone in the home opener. For the fans, Randall Cobb, my Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week.
Well, that's disappointing, because that's who I was planning on selecting. So that leaves me...
Go with Amari Rodgers.
With Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Oh, no!
Why not? In my mind, he's a huge sleeper.
You can't bash him all year and then come up and Steinhoffel him.
Because I said he's inconsistent.
You were really tough on him. In fairness, you were.
Because I said he's inconsistent and he's Corey Bradford.
You were very tough on him.
Is calling him Corey Bradford tough on him?
I think if you ask most of your listeners, they'd tell you that you were really tough on him.
He caught 33 balls last year.
I'm just telling you, you have.
All I'm doing is pushing back against this narrative that he's some sort of great player. He is not proven to be a great player yet.
Nobody said he's a great player.
No, there's a lot of people that think he's a great player. And I'm pushing back on that. He averaged 20.9 yards per catch from what I heard last season. I am simply saying he has not developed into a consistent, all-over-the-field type threat. He is a deep threat. Maybe he changes that. He did catch 3 passes for 17 yards, which means he averaged 5.7 yards per catch.
Well, you said you wanted him to catch more intermediate routes.
I did, and he did it.
There you go. All right, I'm taking back. I win last week because he did the consistency things that Jason Wilde was looking for.
I don't think you're consistent when you caught 3 of 8 passes that were directed at you.
Maybe your quarterback didn't hit him where he needed it.
So MVS is my Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week. That selection is official.
That
now you can make yours.
So lame by you. It is.
Do you want to trade? Do you want to back? I'll take Robert Tonyan off your
hands. I'm taking Big Bad Bob. Then I think Bobby's going to have a big night.
You know, Tausch, for how much you talked about the running game being the key tonight, I was surprised you went with Tonyan as your sleeper.
Well, what am I going to go? Aaron Jones? He's the starting tailback. He's not a sleeper.
Go with the quad father.
I think Aaron Jones is going to be the quad father tonight. That's what I think. I think he's going to have a quad-licious night, is what I think.
Quad-delicious. Those are our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. You can select yours and share yours via the Wilde and Tausch Twitter feed at Wilde and Tausch. Next, we need to give away our $100 gift card to the Packers Pro Shop, courtesy of Steinhoffel's. We will select our winner of the Steinhoffel's jersey sleeper contest.
This poll is hot.
We will also discuss the poll question that Tausch is referring to. Brewers versus Packers, you only get one title.
Doesn't get tighter than that.
We'll talk about that as well next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving when the sun goes down. We're feeling all right when the sun sinks down. Over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down, yeah. All day long, just taking it easy. Laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy. Been sleeping off the night before, 'cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
great to see Gabe Neitzel.
Everything gets hotter when the sun goes
down. I'd say between Gabe and Greg, Matt's probably the best voices, like radio voice. If I'm picking.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Gabe, you can hear on the Packers radio network, along with hearing him each morning from 7 to 9 on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy program. He was nice enough to stop in to visit us here at the Tundra Trio in the shadow of Lambeau Field, where tonight the Packers will take on the Detroit Lions. By the way, quick email on your nickname list. The Mad Stork, Ted Hendricks from Wade.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I thought the snake
Kenny
was good.
Kenny Stabler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jake the Snake Kumerow.
No, not as good.
The same. Whitewater Jesus.
Pretty good.
And then they got rid of him, much to the chagrin of A-Raj or A-Rod. We need to select the winner of our Steinhoffel's sleeper jersey contest. And we got...
It was tough.
A ton of responses.
It was tough. And I think, you know, the interesting part of this was obviously the three of us were the judges, jury, and executioner, if you
and
will.
And jersey selector.
The jersey executioner. And you're kind of torn because... You want to go, I'm a big fan of creativity. And I don't know who tweeted in the 99 problems and blank ain't one with the Brewer jerseys. Really nice jerseys. Saw Ray Allen's Sonics jersey, which was really tough because the Bucks, that was the biggest mistake trade that they probably ever made. Fair?
Yeah, it was a big
mistake. I know Kareem forced his way out. I would, you know, say what you want about that.
Yeah, Ray didn't want to leave.
That was a tough one.
Zach Noble, he had the jersey that said 99 with the name Problems, the Brewers jersey. And I presume Zach's wife, fiance, girlfriend, or maybe they just bumped into each other and
that
one person
would have been fun.
I loved it. One jersey.
That was one that I really liked. Loved the creativity. But we came to a consensus. Jason kind of drove the bus.
Well, all right. Before we name our winner, what the concept behind this was
which was elegantly stated.
I didn't write the tweets, so elegantly is probably strong.
Okay,
but it was written as most unique, which I wouldn't have written because unique is one of a kind, so you can't be most unique. You either are unique or you're not. You're one of a kind or you're not. But we kind of took it as, you know, obscure, a sleeper. That's the whole idea behind
Correct.
The sleeper of the week. And Ray Allen is an NBA star, a basketball
Well, some say MVS is too, but you just picked him as a sleeper, so fair enough.
Yes, Robert Tonyan, you're right. So,
Bob Tonyan's
let us announce our winner, and this, I didn't even realize, when we picked this jersey, I didn't even realize whose it was. I swear, that is, I am not making this up. It is a Ryan Taylor number 82 jersey, which you can't, you can barely see his name and his number on his shoulders.
It honestly looks like someone took sandpaper to get rid of it so that they could just have a jersey with no number or name on it.
And if you remember,
I don't even know how you get that ground down to that degree.
I don't either.
It's,
I mean,
pretty impressive.
It's almost as if you must have worn it every day of your life as Ryan Taylor was on the roster.
I think old boy took like one of those rags that you have in your dish, in your sink, that have the ground on it, and actually you grind out. What is that little?
There's the like the scratchy part
the scratchy
on one side of the sponge.
And
on
you
the
are
other.
Just scratching away. That's what this jersey looks like.
Well, as I've said many times, the Green Bay Packers 2014 team is in the Super Bowl. If the Green Bay Packers do not cut Ryan Taylor in October, earlier in his career, he had made the same mistake that Brandon Bostic did, trying to field an onside kick he wasn't supposed to. Guaranteed he would not have made that mistake again, and that means they're in the Super Bowl if Ryan Taylor is still on the team instead. Ryan in McGuanago, who has this Ryan Taylor jersey, is our winner.
And Jesse, by the way, since you were bragging about that big win from Muskego against McGuanago, how'd they do against Oconomowoc the other night?
This is the worst segment of the week for this show, let me tell you.
For you.
For Ryan in McGuanago. There were so many other jerseys that we could have selected, and we chose the one from Ryan and McGuanago, the one you can barely read.
It's unique.
Come on.
I didn't see any other jersey that looked like it.
And he needs a new jersey.
He does.
Ay, ay, ay. And yes, Muskego did lose to Oconomowoc on Friday night.
I blame that solely on you.
41-game win streak snapped going back to 2017. But it's a little gut punch I think the Warriors needed, a little spark that will push them to their third, should be fourth, straight state championship.
So, congratulations to Ryan and McGuanago. I wish I could say that I chose that just to irritate Jesse, but I swear, hand on the Bible, I did not. I didn't even realize it was
him.
Well,
you're not overly religious either, in fairness.
I attended Lutheran grade school, high school. I believe in the Lord.
Okay.
I don't go to Catholic Mass as often as you do.
Okay.
Did you go this yesterday?
I'm not going to get into my religious beliefs, Jesse.
You're going to get into mine, but we're not going to get into yours. So congratulations to Ryan and McGuanago. He is our winner of the $100 gift card to the Packers Pro Shop.
Ryan, I do want to see what jersey you get with that $100 gift card.
All right, so here's the question. If you had to get a jersey of a current player, it can't be any of the stars. It has to be an obscure player.
Well, what's obscure?
Well, you decide.
Is Elgton Jenkins obscure?
He went to a Pro Bowl.
Okay.
So give this some thought. Jesse will as well, and I'll even participate.
Wow.
Even though I don't go to church enough,
thank you.
I don't wear jerseys.
Wow, it is so nice that you're joining us for this. That is so nice of you.
We will do that to kick off the 11 o'clock hour, and we will also check in on our poll question, which...
They don't get much tighter than that.
It is definitely a very close competition in the poll question. We will get to that as well. That all begins in 2 minutes when the 11 o'clock hour starts. Live from the Tundra Trio, it's Wildy and Tausch.